So Trump is now trying to win line-level service members, the line guys, the youngsters, the ones Trump thinks are the suckers and losers, trying to win them with some vague idea in his mind that if the commissioned officers and the generals and the joint chiefs are told to shoot up a voting precinct in Chicago and they refuse, well, the raw troops from Fort Bragg will do it anyway, out of loyalty to Trump, and might even shoot the officers if Trump asks them to, like this is the Soviet Revolution as it played out on their Western Front against the Germans in 1917. It is absolutely possible that the midterms could come down to the Joint Chiefs of Staff actually standing up on their hind legs like something out of the government overthrow movie 7 Days in May. It is absolutely possible that the names of the people Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin were actually talking to in the video they and the four House members made will become very familiar to us in October and November and December. Names like General George and Admiral Franchetti and Commandant Smith. And yes, in the wildest of political science fiction scenarios, they might all have to get together and lock General Kane in a room somewhere while they make sure the personnel under their command do not seize ballot boxes or begin to turn us into a military dictatorship and do not start shooting civilians. And Trump does not pop out of a bunker wearing his special new uniform with the big hat personally designed and gifted to him by Kim Jong-un.